Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Bechdel cast. My name is Jamie.
My name is Caitlin.
And it's been a fucking week. If you're listening to this the day and week it comes out, you'll certainly know why. There has been massive demonstrations for the Black Lives Matter movement in response to the murder of George Floyd, of Breonna Taylor, of Ahmaud Arbery, and on and on in the past week. And there has been just truly a huge burst in righteous anger in issues that have been, you know, brewing in American history for as long as American history has been happening.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this episode when it comes out, you know that already. And if you're listening to this episode in the future, you also know that. So we were genuinely like not sure, should we release an episode this week? Does it make sense for us to do? But we decided that we should. It's not going to be a normal episode. We're not going to be talking about a movie this week, but we will be talking because we want to respect the fact that we have a platform and we have listeners that we've found over the years our listeners are the best. And
yes,
we've learned so much from you. And it sounds like, you know, that goes both ways. And we want to continue to do that through everything. And so here we are.
Yeah. So more or less, we wanted to take this opportunity to just provide information about resources, things you can do to be a better ally, things you can do to be actively anti-racist, places you can donate to, things like that. So we are like Jamie said, we're using our platform to inform and educate, and hopefully you'll find some. I know there's so much information going around already. I'm sure you already have heard different things you can do, but no harm in spreading more information as long as that information is good. So that's what we're doing today.
And we also want to just, I guess, publicly express our continued commitment to doing better. And, you know, I mean, from the beginning of this show, I think that we have both learned so much in so many areas of analysis. But especially with this show, I think that I've personally learned a ton through our guests and through our research and through our talks about the importance of intersectionalism, where, you know, we started this show with the idea of we want to analyze movies from a feminist perspective. And feminism is wonderful and we are deeply committed to it, but it has deeply entrenched roots in erasing Black women and erasing all non-white women and only servicing white women. And so it's inexcusable. And I think that it's so cooked into even the core of feminist rhetoric erases so much. And particularly Black women and particularly non-white and queer women, I mean, we are committed to doing better.
Yes.
And to all of our listeners, we appreciate you being on the ride with us. And I mean, I personally really love how great our listeners have been over the years about just, you know, checking us when we fuck up. And it genuinely helps. And I think that I know that it will continue to help. So
for sure.
First, we just want to express, particularly to our Black listeners, but to all of our listeners, a huge amount of love and just the open line of communication. We're here. We're listening. We want to do better for you and we want to do better by you. And so we love you and we're here.
Yes, indeed. And thank you again for your patience with us as we have grown and, you know, just tried to navigate our jobs, you know.
Yeah, totally.
It's been so helpful, the feedback that we've gotten over the years. Of course, we do have blind spots that we've been working diligently to make more and more narrow over the course of the show.
Right.
But any guidance is still helpful. Not that it's should be, you know, your responsibility or burden to like
Caitlin's like, oh no, we've entered a danger zone. I mean, there, it's never been on our listeners to educate us.
No.
But when our listeners have felt like, you know, hey, I'm going to take this opportunity to say you're fucking wrong and here is what you need to know, you know, we will never, you know, come at our fan base being like, educate us, we're idiots.
Right.
But we do appreciate when, you know, it's the parasocial relationship of a lifetime that we're on right now. And from the bottom of our hearts, it does mean a lot to us when, if we fuck up and, you know, you're able to check us and want to, it's really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that what you just brought up, Caitlin, is a great point that even in the past, like, week of, you know, everything that's been going around, of there's definitely been a mini pandemic of non-Black people asking Black people to educate them on what they should have understood going into this situation.
Right.
Which, if it's something you're considering doing, do not do it. It is, you have access to all the same resources. You have Google.com, mm-hmm. and it is on us to educate ourselves, period. It is not someone else's job to tell you what you're getting wrong,
mm-hmm.
Which is the first resource that I would like to bring up. And also, we will be posting all of these resources to our Twitter and our Instagram.
Yes.
We already have stuff going, but we'll continue adding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the first resource that I wanted to share are from two activists named Brianna Wallace and Autumn Gupta. And it was shared by friend of the cast, Ayo Edebiri, who is, I mean, if you've heard her episode, you're already in love with her, or you were in love with her because of the millions of wonderful comedy things she's done.
Yes.
But she shared this particular resource from Brianna Wallace and Autumn Gupta. Here's the statement that goes with the project. It says, "Hello, our names are Brianna and Autumn, and we're a dynamic duo committed to the mission of spreading truth, love, and awareness. Spearheaded by Autumn, we've created this detailed resource that compiles ways to learn, inform, and act to support those in the Black community. Check it out, share, repost, blow it up." And what it is truly wonderful. I have already started doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a Google Doc that we will link you to. It is called Justice in June, and it is a lesson plan for non-Black people on how to become better allies.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly a gigantic act of service that this has been made available for free. There's 3 lesson plans available.
Wow.
There's 10 minutes a day, 25 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day, depending on where your life is at right now. How much time do you have to do this? Brianna and Autumn have you covered. So I highly, highly, highly recommend. There's and inside of this Google Doc and this lesson plan alone, there are hundreds of pieces of media, of speeches, of literature, of movies, of just truly the full spectrum of educational materials that they've made available. And literally all it takes is to start the commitment of the month of June to educate yourself and to better understand. So I would, as someone currently 3 days deep into the program,
wow,
it's wonderful. And we will link that resource to you. I have already found it to be extremely helpful.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the work is on us.
I can't wait to get started.
So that's my first resource.
Incredible.
Again, if this is stuff you already know, feel free to just, you know, come back next week. But if this is new information for you, please hang out. And we would love to pass along the resources that we have aggregated or already had and want to pass it along. So the next thing that we want to direct you to is mutual funds and bail funds.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, as a listener, you already understand that Black Americans are incarcerated at astronomically higher rates than truly anyone else. They're brutalized more. They're treated like the way that these protests have played out has been no exception.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are either at a protest and want to continue to do more, or you are not able to be at a protest, you're not near one, you're not whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
donating to a bail fund is an incredibly helpful way to cause an impact in an immediate sense. There are people that I'm sure you've seen this happening, being arrested for literally nothing. Mm-hmm. It's been extremely humbling for me because I've been, you know, I've been sheltered by my skin for my entire life. Mm-hmm. And in the past week of being like seeing police brutality happen firsthand, I mean, if you've been extremely online during this time, you understand that what happens at the protests and what is reflected in the media is quite different. Mm-hmm. And that there are thousands of people being arrested for no reason. A wonderful way you can help right away is to donate to a mutual aid or bail fund. And we have in our Twitter and in our Instagram a link to a list of nationwide and some in Canada as well, mutual aid and bail funds where you can give right now. We have already been doing so with our Patreon money and our personal money. We will continue to do so. Yes. But it is an incredible, incredible way to cause an immediate impact. And I would extend that to, we'll link these as well, but keeping an eye out for the families of those impacted. And we're talking about Breonna Taylor, mm-hmm. who there are still, as of this recording, been no arrests made in association with her murder by police. Mm-hmm. And this goes on and on. But also, we will also be reposting and sharing the GoFundMes and the ways you can support people who have been extremely impacted by the past week.
Yes.
Through bail funds, through GoFundMes, through Cash Apps. This also extends to, and we want to make sure that we're acknowledging, the Black trans community.
Yes.
Who are, again, brutalized and mistreated by the police and by our society at an abnormally high rate. In this past week alone, Ayanna Dior was beaten by a mob in Minneapolis, and Tony McDade, a Black trans man, was shot and killed by police just in the past week. There are also fundraising efforts going on for them, and there's also fundraising efforts going on for the Black trans community at large, mm-hmm. that we will share with you.
Yes.
Another thing that I would encourage people to, I think that there's a lot of ways to be an activist right now, and the immediate ways are donate and show up at a protest if you're physically able to show up at a protest.
Yes.
These are the most immediate ways that you can make an impact. Mm-hmm. But another, it's committing yourself to a long game as well, where to paraphrase our dear friend of the cast, friend of our life, Miles Gray, something that he expressed on the Daily Zeitgeist today was just the sentiment that this is a long game. And if you're committing yourself to performing on social media for a week, that will show. Right. And being an ally is a journey, and it involves fucking up. I think that that is something that people are afraid to do a lot, especially on social media. Like, no one wants to, you know, make a mistake, but we did it. We posted a black square before realizing, wait, that's like
counterproductive.
That was not a helpful thing for us to do, you know. And so for those of you that have made those missteps and those mistakes, we have also made those mistakes, and we won't back off from those mistakes. We will say that we were fucking wrong, and it was not helpful, and it was not a productive use of our platform. But mistakes are constantly made. The question is, are you willing to learn from them? Are you willing to, like, put your ego aside, mm-hmm. and commit to learning?
Hold yourself accountable.
Yeah, in the long game.
Right. I think a lot of people are hesitant to speak up or to engage in anything of what's going on for fear of making missteps. And I think there's a hesitancy to engage with a lot of people who just need to understand that, yeah, like what you're saying, Jamie, is nobody is perfect. Mistakes will be made, but you can't let that stop you from trying, because putting in the work, putting in the effort is vital. You don't want to take the, I thought immediately of Sofia Coppola directing The Beguiled, Like, you don't want to take that approach of like, well, I don't understand. I'm not a black person, so I can't.
I understand.
Right. I'm going to erase black people because I might misrepresent them. And that is absolutely the wrong approach.
Yeah, the answer is always to just educate yourself. It's not easy. It is like a humbling experience. Like, mm-hmm. you're gonna fuck up. I, over the years, have fucked up. We all mm-hmm.
yeah,
have.
Of course, same.
But I think it is truly committing to the journey and committing to, like, taking shit if you fuck up. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, I think that's all I really have to say mm-hmm. about it is, like, you're gonna fuck up, and if you fuck up, continue to educate yourself. I think that, like, one of the most common mistakes is to just double down on being like, I couldn't have been wrong. I'm woke. I'm great. Right. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, if you're like a white lady, you're gonna fuck up. Like, if you're trying to speak to issues that you don't have personal experience with, you need to listen and you need to go in with the expectation that you don't have the perspective. You're not going to get it right. And that, you know, just accept it going in. Leave your ego at the door mm-hmm. and educate yourself.
Yes, that's just it, is listening. It's listening. It's being receptive to constructive feedback. It is...
It's talking with your families. It's talking to your fucking families. It's just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
You can think you have a woke family, and then you ask them one follow-up question, and you're like, you give how much of a shit about a billionaire's property? And it goes on. Mm-hmm. Like, commit to having the hard discussion.
Yes.
Be in it for the long game. It's not one conversation. It's never going to be one conversation. It's not going to be one hang-up. It's not going to be one family gathering when and if we're ever allowed to gather again.
Right.
It is a lot of conversations. It is a long-term commitment.
Indeed.
But it's important. It's, you gotta fucking do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's being willing to be uncomfortable, to be personally uncomfortable, to get something larger accomplished.
For sure.
Another place, if you're looking for other places to donate, there are a number of wonderful Black mental health organizations
mm-hmm.
that have been fundraising in the past. There's several threads I've found. IO has another wonderful one, but one that I had known about previously and set up a recurring donation. That's another thing. If you want to keep your little ass accountable,
yes.
make it a recurring donation. It's okay.
A good way to commit. Like we were talking about.
It's called commitment, sweetie. But the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation that is set up by Taraji P. Henson in memory of, I believe, her brother, is an organization completely committed to advancing Black mental health on a person-to-person sense, in a larger sense of educating, and is wonderful. There's, we will also link to a number of these threads. BEAM, the Black Emotional and Mental Health Collective, is another nonprofit mm-hmm. that is wonderful to give to. And so we will share all the resources that we have on that topic.
Yes.
As well.
Yes, indeed. Since we are a movie podcast, don't know if you've heard, listeners, mm-hmm. I wanted to speak a little bit to some movies and other types of media you can consume to help with your ongoing education. So this is a graphic that's been shared a lot, but in case you haven't seen it, it comes from...
We got it from... We originally found it from Addie Weirich, mm-hmm. Future guest of
yes.
the show. But yes, it was aggregated by Sarah Sophie Flicker and Alyssa Klein.
Mm-hmm. This is a list of films to consume. These are ones on Netflix.
That's what you do with films.
Mm-hmm. These are ones that are available at the time of this recording, streaming on Netflix. 13th by Ava DuVernay, which, not to brag or anything, but I just rewatched last night.
Mm-hmm.
And a side note, I went on a little bit of a Twitter rant last night speaking to how influential media is.
Brave of you to go on Twitter at this trying time, Caitlin. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. But because sometimes I question the career I've made for myself. I'm like, movies aren't important. Why do I like movies so much? But then I remember...
There's a larger discussion for us to be had in the future about how truly, I mean, we've alluded to it. I don't think we've ever had like a really, really, really in-depth discussion about it, but how, you know, the propaganda around cops and the good cop and the bad apple mentality starts with the media we consume as children, along with other things. But it is a large contributing factor that we'll continue to discuss on the show.
For sure. Which it goes to show how influential media, including film, is. A lot of people will make the argument, oh, it's just a movie, you can't take it seriously. Movies, you know, people aren't affected by what they see in the movies or what they see on TV or, you know, the video games and stuff like that. And of course, we've, you know, demonstrated over the course of the years of doing the podcast that it is not true.
5 million episodes.
Yes. So in watching 13th last night, I was reminded of a very horrifying bit of information, which was that after the simply awful racist abomination of a movie, Birth of a Nation came out in, I believe it was 1915, there was an enormous resurgence of Klan activity because of that movie, because that movie paints the KKK as heroes and it portrays black men, which are, for the most part, in that movie, white men in blackface. Mm-hmm. But it paints those characters as violent criminals. And it had such a major impact on the nation that it affected history.
Right.
And that is the power that movies potentially have. So it is helpful for me to be reminded of that. In any case, back to this list. 13th by Ava DuVernay, American Son.
We have the whole list on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Dear White People, the movie and the series.
And the series.
Are wonderful.
See You Yesterday, When They See Us, another Ava DuVernay film. These are on Hulu, If Beale Street Could Talk, and The Hate U Give. Ones that are available to rent include Black Power Mixtape, Clemency,
Fruitvale Station, one of my favorites ever.
I Am Not Your Negro, Just Mercy, Selma, The Black Panthers, Vanguard of the Revolution. And then I would also just recommend, these are more sort of educational and or movies that...
I think that in general, we recommend these movies from the specific graphic, but we also just recommend consuming black art.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is not, I mean, it is not just a critical thing to do to have a good palette for your media diet, but it's also just like your life is bettered by seeing black art. And I guess if we're being biased, American black art, it just, it's good shit. And mm-hmm. and it, you know, black artists we know, we talk about, are not given the opportunity at the same rate as mediocre random white people to make movies. And it's just, you know, if you are looking at your media diet and realize that there is not really any diversity in it, here's your fucking chance to research, to educate yourself, and to just seek out resources. And you will be better for it. You will be happier for it. It is work that doesn't feel like work because it's just like good movies.
Yes.
It's just good movies and good comedy and good books and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
We have many recommendations that we will also link you to. And so, honestly, you know, to conclude,
yes,
we here at the Beitzelcast would like to say we think the police should be abolished.
Fuck the police.
There has not necessarily been a time on our program or a time where we have been, I mean, truly, like, I've been, in the past week alone, been educated on a wild line. The line is basically, you know, a very upward line.
Yes.
on how to articulate these issues. I am definitely not there. I'm not going to attempt to be there right now. the American policing system has been, it's not that it's broken, it's that it was built this way.
It never worked.
It was built to exclude, it was built to oppress, it was built to serve the white and the wealthy. We've known this for a long time, mm-hmm. but this is the moment where if you are not educated on this topic, get educated on this topic. We are also trying to be more educated on this topic. Two resources that we have already posted, but I will direct you to right now on the topic, are two studies. One is a book that is currently free, from Verso Books. I'm halfway through it. It is intense and it is important. It's called The End of Policing by Alex S. Vital. And it is truly just walking you through why the American policing system is not serving the people that it says it's serving. Mm-hmm. It is a system that is not serving our country, period.
Right.
So that is a great resource. Another study that has been really enlightening for me, coming from MPD 150, which is a study based in Minnesota that was released last year, but it's a 150-year performance review of the Minneapolis Police Department that, wouldn't you know it, essentially reaches the same conclusion. The police, it's not that they're just ineffective. It's not that they're just racist. It's that is the point. And that is built into the DNA of what the American police force is. And I know that, I mean, I think that for a lot of people, and when I first came across the concept of abolish the police a couple years back, it feels like, what? But educate yourself, challenge yourself. I think you'll find pretty quickly that we should fucking abolish the police.
Yes.
We should defund the police, and we'll leave you with just focusing on get involved locally, know what's going on locally, follow your local Black Lives Matter chapter.
Yes.
There are so many organizations already in place that know the shit you don't know, that have the resources that you need to better understand, and that will tell you what are your opportunities to be involved and be impactful, whether it's as simple as signing an online petition or showing up at a protest,
contacting your representatives, calling, emailing,
or if it's the complicated long-term work that we all need to commit to. We have so much work to do, and we love you all. We're committed. We miss you.
Yes. Yeah, I don't have really anything else to say, I suppose, except that one of the things that everyone can do is to amplify Black voices. And I would like to do that by, if you don't already, follow various past guests we've had on the show on their social media channels. Many of them are comedians. Check out their comedy, check out their writing, check out their work.
Top ahead. I mean, we've got Lacey Mosley, who is truly just the queen of my heart and my brain.
Yes.
Naomi Ekperigin.
Yep.
Both of the part elite Bechdel cast club.
Ooh,
of the
three-time
truly,
guests.
Been on the show.
We've got also Demi Adejuyibe, another three-time guest. We've got Hunter Harris. We've got Maggie May. We've
got Akila Hughes.
Lexi Grace. Sashir Zameda. Zainab Johnson.
Want to shout out Ify Wadiwe. I want to shout out Aaron Haynes Wack, who is our Waiting to Exhale, one of, I think, everyone's favorite episodes. It's constantly brought up as a fave. Danielle Radford, Madison Shepherd. There's truly and we will continue to bring on Black guests and Black perspectives in the future. And we really encourage you, if you've heard an episode with a guest whose perspective you value and like, then fucking follow them. Like, just do it. Like, it's, if you haven't already, and I know that that many of you are like, oh, I love this guest, I pledge my life to them. And right. That is, you know, that's wonderful. Do that. Continue to do that. And we will continue to be committed to bringing you the funniest, most wonderful people on earth. Joelle Monique, for fucking crying out loud.
Kenise Mobley.
Like, the list goes on. And also look forward to it. We truly have we have so many wonderful people that we want to bring on the show that there's just simply not enough Thursdays in the year for. But just know, and if there's people that you would like to see on the show, if there are guests that you'd like to see on the show, we want to hear about it. We want to know. I think in the past, like, we've been introduced to guests by our own listeners, mm-hmm. and that has led to classic episodes of the Bechdelcast. And we would also recommend that you listen to podcasts that feature Black perspectives specifically and exclusively. We are simply not the only podcast on the air, and that's a damn good thing. A wonderful movie podcast, if you're looking for a movie podcast that is specifically focused on the Black American experience, is Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Yes.
That is like a podcast that I very much love. It's so wonderful. There's also a list of other podcasts that you can listen to we've already taken up so much of your airspace.
Yes.
But what we're saying is, we're here, we're listening, we want to get better, and you're here. I hope you're listening, and I hope you want to get better too, if you're a non-Black listener. And mm-hmm. if you're a Black listener, thank you for your patience, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, we're forever grateful, and I suppose
we'll be here next week too.
Yeah.
And then we got rid of that. And then we get
and
into
the
that.
Week after that.
And then we get into that.
And the week after that.
And I don't think we've explicitly said Black Lives Matter. And if you don't think so, you can hit that unsubscribe button.
Yeah, you can fuck straight off.
If you've got an all lives, let's put this at the beginning of the episode. Welcome to the Bechdelcast. No, okay. But like if you've got an all lives matter argument, you can fuck off of our feed. We're not interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're coming at us with an All Lives Matter argument, we're going to tell you to fuck off. We don't want you to be a part of our community.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you more than anybody else needs to educate yourself and figure out why you think that and realize why you are wrong. And then maybe we'll let you come back to us.
See you on the other side of that. Yeah, we love everybody. Thanks for hanging. If you did this week, and if not, we'll see you next week. We'll still be sharing all the resources and amplifying all the voices we can on the platform that we have.
Mm-hmm. And feel free to send your recommendations.
Yes.
In addition to the ones we've already provided, people to follow, Black voices, Black content, Black art. Other organizations to donate to and get involved with, any number of things that's going to be helpful in this fight, feel free to recommend to us, and we will reshare them.
We're here to share our humble platform
yes.
with you. It's a humble one.
Indeed.
But it's all we have.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be back next week. We love you.
Yep. See you then. Bye-bye. Bye.